Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 30th day in the month of April 2025. Let everything that have bread praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. The Lord is indeed faithful. The Lord is good and kind unto me and my family. What about you? The Lord is exceptionally good. He is beautiful in all sense. So that's why we want to appreciate you, Lord. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. If this segment of our show has been a blessing to you of late, if you've been joining us constantly, I want you to also be a channel of blessing to somebody this morning and invite somebody to this platform. And if you're listening to me and you're still wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on the show we get to learn here and we get to share the word of the Lord. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, our topic is, today's date is the 30th of April, 2025. It's a beautiful Wednesday, and our topic is God hates disunity. God hates disunity. Our aim for today is taken from in 24. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. Our Bible in working from 1 Chronicles chapter 5 to chapter 6. Our memory verse is taken from Matthew chapter 12, verse 25, which says, "And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand." Matthew chapter 12, verse 25. "And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand." Our Bible reading for today is taken from Psalm 133 from verse 1 to 3. Psalm 133 from verse 1 to 3. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 1 it reads, "How good and how pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard. Running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessings, even life forevermore." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, several scriptures clearly tell us God hates disunity. And he loves it when his children are united. He said in John chapter 13, verse 35, that it is by showing love to one another that people will recognize us as his disciples. God is so particular about unity that he said that if you come to him offering and remember that your brother is to you, just go and reconcile with him before returning to give your offering. I can see in Matthew chapter 5 from verse 23 to 24. God wants his children to be united because he knows that there is little we can achieve individually. He knows that the moment we begin to operate as separate entities, it will be easy for the devil to gain entry into our territories, and we will not be able to do much to stop him. Like we see in Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 12, which says, "And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. There are many Christians and Christian organizations around the world. In fact, Christianity is considered to be the most popular religion in the world. Why then are the governments of some nations establishing anti-Christian policies and persecuting Christians? The major reason is that many of us Christians are living in isolation. If we come together and decree a thing, it will surely come to pass. If we can come together and decide to turn the whole world around for Christ, we'll be unstoppable. When you look at all the times that there have been revivals in the past, one major thing you will discover is that a significant part of the body of Christ was united. At the upper room, when the disciples were all in one accord, the Holy Ghost came down and 3,000 souls were saved on that day. The Bible further says in Acts chapter 2 from verse 46 to 47 that the disciples were united and more people were added to the church daily. Look within your local assembly. Is there unity among you? Look at the environment where your church is located. Is your local assembly working in unity with the other churches in the community? If we can only put aside our differences and come together to form a united front against the devil, we will discover that nothing will be impossible to us. Today's Open Level Cups is an action point that says, pray for unity of all the churches in your community and the body of Christ as a whole. Pray for the unity of all the churches in your community and the body of Christ as a whole. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us today. If today's Open Level has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.